Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. I got my co-host, Netto Man.
Netto Man, co-host of the Smith Express Show. Y'all already know. We got that Doja blowing in the background. You dig? About to get this interview in. Strut.
Yo, today's definitely a dope day. Got my partner from way, way back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's an honor. It's a blessing. My yes, big sir. Partner King was good.
King.
Yo, yo, yo. K-I-N-G. What's happening?
What's happening, big boss? In the man. Building.
Shout out to my man Smith, my man Neto, man. Dang, I ain't seen y'all catching a long time.
Man, G, I swear to God, G. Like, well, what's it called? So, look, let's get straight into it, man. The hip-hop generation of today's era, like, you know what I'm saying? Even though we're a little bit older, shit has definitely changed drastically, bro.
These are facts.
I'm talking.
Facts.
But you know what I'm talking about? Like, in some opinion, some people say it's changed for the better, and some people say it's changed for the worse. What's your opinion?
I mean, with anything, you know, you got that evolving factor. You know, things is going to evolve. You know, things is going to get to the point where they take it to the next level. And in that aspect, I want to say I love seeing that. But it's all commercialized bullshit with a little bit of that evolving of the craft, evolving of the art form. Sprinkled in there, here and there. You know what I mean? It's definitely a lot of bullshit out here that's being talked about as if it's quality hip-hop music, and it ain't even close.
It's not even close, bro. Like
ain't even there.
You feel me? Like, we was just talking, like, that R&B hip-hop singing, it's sad when hip-hop singers are being talked about more than R&B singers or brought up. Like,
I mean, they even got it to the point now where, man, the R&B cats is literally rhyming harder than rappers, bro.
R&B is like a lost art right now.
Hey, I swear to God, G. And it's like if they collab, that R&B nigga is getting outshined.
Yes.
Yeah, on the, I mean, and these rappers, bro, they like hitting harmonies and doing bridges and shit, and they getting their voice the tone corrected throughout the whole verse. And these is things like, it's one thing about hip hop that I love from back in the day. I still love it now with the artists that still do it. But you can hear a song that you ain't never heard before and pinpoint the artist that you know just by his voice tone.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Like, literally, you could play me a Method Man song that I have never heard before, and I'd be like, oh shit, that's Meth, man. When that come out?
Facts.
Now, with these new rappers, bro, it's like, I couldn't tell you. I would literally have to go and look the song up and find out who that was rapping.
Exactly. Or I'm just Method. Everybody sound the same.
Yeah. They use the same cadences. They use the same flows. Oh my God, bro! Like if another cat come out with the Lil Baby flow, like they've been overdoing that shit.
Gee, hey, I swear to God, bro. Hey, you know who else got a distinctive voice? Snoop, dude. Snoop, Redman. Mm-hmm. Even
yeah,
hey,
all of the classic artists. I can even pick out. I don't even listen to Raekwon. And I heard a song recently, and I was like, "Oh, that's the chef right there." And they sitting there like, "Oh, damn, blah, man, because that's I know the dude's voice."
See, back in the day, you couldn't sound like somebody else because that would be called biting. That was a rule; you couldn't bite on nobody's style. Now it's okay to do that. Now you gotta sound like somebody else to make it. Remember a few years ago when people was trying to sound like Migos?
They still doing it. They still doing that old Migos flow. Migos them don't even do that flow no more.
No.
On me. Hey, the same with what's it called him though too. Drake. When Drake came out, everybody trying to sound like Drake, G.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, bro, that shit is like legitimate. The one thing that, like, a lot of the cats that I know, a lot of the rappers, and I mean like legit hip hop artists, cats that just doing it for the fact that they love the craft, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then the craziest part about that too, that, and I just want to kind of get off subject, is like a lot of the rappers from this city in general, the dope ones that's out here making dope hip-hop, they will never hear them, bro.
Exactly.
On any mainstream platform unless you know them already. Love to all of the streaming sites that make it possible for you to even go search these cats. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I could honestly go pull up an ad too, or I can go pull up, you know, Rashi Hadi, or I could go pull up these cats on all of the streaming sites. And they got quality, dope-ass hip-hop. Add to probably making some of the rawest shit that I've heard in some years, bro.
Oh, yeah. Add hey, I big up to Add to. I'm already knowing. But, like, you know what I'm saying? But also, though, like we just spoke, though, how the old heads, though, like, to try to stay relevant, or if they never been popping, they'll try to hop on a young nigga wave just to get some type of clout or clarity, you know what I'm saying, to be talked about, tight. You feel me?
Yeah, these are also facts, bro. Scarface got an album out maybe like 3 years ago called Deeply Rooted. And Face ain't his shit, other than some of the production. But as far as who he is and who he always been as a rapper, my man ain't changed up. Not a thing.
Yeah, true.
He ain't finna sing no hooks. He ain't never sang no hooks. He ain't finna drop the auto-tune in on his voice and do bridges and shit like that. No, you're supposed to pay an R&B singer for. That's what you hop on a track with a chick and let her sing and let her harmonize in the background. That's what you do, bro. You don't sit there and just be like, yo, that shit sounded dope when I don't know shit, Bryson Tiller did this, so I'm gonna do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Or what's the other little young dude that just he popping off crazy? Well, not even like hot, but he just like everybody talking about him.
It's a couple of dudes, you feel me? But it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like the crazy thing is that like, the things that's going on now, it's a lot of artists that's popping now that would have never survived in the 90s.
No.
This YouTube thing, what they just talking about, Soulja Boy single-handedly killed hip-hop because of the whole YouTube fame thing. Like, bro, we would have never heard of a lot of these cats. Like, these would have been niggas that been on BET Uncut, I Ain't Got No Panties On type shit, bro. Like, we would
have... Those songs came out in this era, those would have been the hits. If I Want to Smell What That Thing Smell Like came out in 2020, that would be, like, the biggest hit right now.
Bro, I promise you, they be playing that shit everywhere. If that WAP, the wet-ass pussy song, can turn into a hit track, bro, they talking about that's the number one song of the year.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That is sadness, bro.
That's crazy. I know you see they saying Lil Baby the only artist this year to go double platinum. That's crazy.
That shows you where the game at right now, because that shit trash.
And it's one thing I do want to, because I don't really like totally hate the new era of music. I just think like it's a new genre of, it's like pop rap. It's the same thing that happened. I mean, I don't know if y'all listen to different types of music, but, you know, rock and roll did the same thing. You know, alternative music came out. Then you got all of these different bands that be famous for a couple of years, and then they already doing, like, tours. Like they been out for 20 years or something like that, doing their greatest hits after 3 years. And that's what they do in the hip-hop, bro. They make it so that these cats don't stay famous for long.
True.
We're going to give y'all about a good 2-3 good years. We gonna work y'all crazy. We're going to make as much money as we can off of y'all. And then it's what you always see. After they get hot for a little while, they lead that major label. Because once they once the spark burn off of them, the labels get rid of
them. Yeah, like Pretty Ricky.
Yeah, like once that spark go away, and people ain't doing features with you, they don't want to see you at the venue, you ain't selling out before, they get rid of you, and they come out on their old independent label or whatever like that, and they do their own music like that. And then they be doing these little shows and shit at the, you know, I don't know, whatever, little theaters or whatever. And it be over with for them. And that's the way the industry want it, because they don't want no more Disney. They don't want no more Nas's. They don't want no more legendary rappers that they gonna have to pay so much money to even get them to do anything.
Real shit, especially on some like somebody that's dropping knowledge and education. That shit dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they definitely don't want that. I just seen an interview recently. Crazy Bone was talking about how they literally had a meeting with all of these label heads back in the 90s. And he had like actual transcript from this meeting speaking on the fact that they purposely turned hip hop against black people. They purposely wanted all of these levels to only put the artists that was talking about drug dealing and pimping and hustling and all of that. You was talking about, you know, anything positive, they wanted all that shit pushed to the back burner. That's exactly what happened. Like, this was actually planned, and they saying, and you know, everybody want to say about the conspiracy shit, but I always thought this myself. Like, they did all of that shit just to build up the prison system, because they see how easily manipulated these kids is by hip hop music.
Yes. Yes, and that's something I heard before too.
The facts is in what you seeing on a daily basis. We got these shorties out here killing each other over nothing. They just literally out here popping pills and doing everything that the rappers say they doing. They faking, acting like they got it like that. They getting into beefs with cats over nothing. And they killing each other, or they going to jail. They filling the prison systems up. And this was a well thought Illuminati type plan they put together.
That's crazy. Like, hey, look, you know what I'm saying? I ain't mean to interrupt you, but just a while ago, me and my partner had a great debate. Which one do you think is more influential, music or video games?
That's a good question.
I mean, as far as I automatically, I'm gonna say music.
Like, to me, hold on. Like, but I mean, in my opinion, I'm gonna let you explain. But like, to me, I say video games. Because Call of Duty shows you how to load the gun, how to grab it, how to shoot it, how to aim it. Like, these kids master that game and get on point. And that's why, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, if you're talking about, like, manipulating people into doing some bad shit. Because I remember back in the 90s how they used to try to give Tupac a bad name. And they said somebody did a drive-by and it was in the news that the guy said that he was listening to a Tupac tape before he did it. And that's bullshit. Come on. But this video game shit is serious, man.
Bro, Grand Theft Auto, G.
Each other over this shit.
I'm talking about Grand Theft Auto shows you how to snatch a nigga out of car, break in his car, change the song. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what motherfuckers is doing these days.
I saw on some Queen Latifah, nah, give me a tape. Here it is.
Dropping fucking CDs out the damn window.
I want to say that it probably desensitized people to doing these type of things. Like, honestly, it'll never cross your mind normally to, you know, pull a mug up out of a car, steal a car. But, you know, that culture is out there for real. Like, I used to do security, bro, and I used to be sitting up at a gas station, and they will get pulled up at their car right there at the gas station pumping their gas, and the mug will walk, run off with they ride. And like, you ain't finna take that car to a chop shop. You finna joyride that car till they run out of gas and then leave it somewhere. So you ain't doing it for no money. You ain't doing it to capitalize on it. You ain't trying to sell it. You just doing it for the love, for the fun of it.
For clout, likes and comments.
That's directly from.
Motherfuckers gonna be on live video.
That's great.
You feel me? Motherfuckers gonna be on live video.
But I do think music is more like a lot of these cats is idolizing these rappers, bro. Like that whole drill movement literally turned like 30% of these teenagers into that.
And what's sad about it, how we were talking about adults trying to fit into what the young kids are doing, there's people out here our age, in between 30 and 35, easy, in love with Chief Keef or one of these young rappers trying to, like, act like they influenced them and, like, want to be just like them.
And them all kids of a sudden, they got
braids, and it's like you idolizing a whole 16-year-old, and you a grown-ass man. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You hear me? You old enough to be partner father.
First, you were making beats like Kanye back in high school. Now you over here, thum, 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 thum. Like, boy, get your goofy ass out of here.
Hey, no, look, hey, real talk, you know what music has done that I can admit 100%? It devalued pussy.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like you feel me, bro? Like back in the day, bro, it used to be an honor to wait to get some pussy.
To even smell the pussy. You put that shit on a pedestal. Now that shit on a goddamn dental chair.
Hey, I swear to God, hey, these bitches are fucked for some damn McDouble fries. You feel me?
These bitches are fucked just for a, ooh, yeah.
I swear to God, G.
That clout thing, like, honestly, like, I was, like, really just talking about this. It's crazy, but, like, these little chicks out here, these dudes out here chasing clout, they, like, literally will go for a sandwich.
You feel me?
Anything, bro. They ain't even trying to get no shoes. They ain't trying to get their hair done. None of that, bro. They ain't going for the lowest of low. Like, it ain't even got to be that. If you got a decent car, like the car they just snatched somebody up out of, they pull up in that little beat-up-ass Audi they just stole from the gas station. And Shawty is gone. And she in love with the nigga because he's
still I love alive. Him.
You don't love him. You don't even know him.
Girl, I gave him my link card. Like, hey, these bitches, G, that's what I'm saying. Like clout season, bro, motherfuckers are still off they mama for some likes and comments.
Hey, King, I got a real question, man. Any bitch ever give you her link card?
I mean, yeah, but...
He said, yeah. Hey, real shit. Hey, that's the hardest thing to ever do is tell someone you lost their link card.
Hey, he's had this bitch I used to work with at the dental office last year. He used to give me the link card all the time.
That mug back. You lose that link card, bro. She might delete your number, bro.
Yeah. I swear to God, G. Yeah. Hey, I'm talking about, bro. How do you present a bitch like, yo, hey, fam, I just lost your link. Hey, she gonna swing on you, G. Especially if it's around Thanksgiving.
Shout out to the bitches with the link cards out there. Hey, grocery time's coming soon. Holla at your boy.
He said Grocery Time Records.
Damn.
Hey, it was somebody had a Grocery Money Records. I'm trying to remember who that was. It was obviously somebody out there calling that shit Grocery Money Records.
Damn. Hey, no offense to Grocery Money Records.
Yeah, shout out to Grocery Money.
No offense at all, but it just popped up in my head.
Damn. But, G.A., these bro, I'm talking about, bro, I done skeeted on some of the craziest bitches, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Remember in the 90s, bro, like you know what I'm talking about? Also, we was discussing, like, in the 90s, bro, you remember you could dedicate a song to a female on how you feel? Like, play a Boyz II Men. You play Boyz II Men now, she tagging you on Facebook saying you weak. You probably gay. You probably, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you being sentimental. And a bit, I'm boo-boo.
Yeah, I mean that's the whole culture. Them ain't the type of chicks you want anyway. That's just a move.
No, I'm just saying it's crazy how hip hop influences that, and it like every female got a wop.
Yeah.
Every female got a nah. The fuck?
These bitches out here be burning.
Stank.
I always have one rule: if it's too easy to get it, you probably shouldn't have it.
Yes. On me, that's real shit.
Yes.
Too easy to get it. That's probably first hint. That's the red flag right there. She instantly talking about some. Hey, you can come over tonight. Well, I just got your number today.
I swear to God, G. hey, did that's how I beat her. Hey, bitches, you know, some of females will be thoughts in one city and be a whole Christian in the next, and you don't even know it.
Hell yeah. Wow,
that culture right there is booming right now, bro.
I swear to God. She just booming. Did four dicks. But like, let's wait a while. Let me wait 3 months. Mm-mm, you can't just hit this.
Some simp ass right. Shit, boy.
And it's a nigga right now texting her, talking about some, I'm at the hotel already. Where you at?
I swear to God. Oh, and then it's another nigga. She telling like, hey, you know, I'm finna go to bed. My eyes hurt. It's been a busy day. Hey, you know what I also hate, G? When bitch be like, I'm finna go get the bag. And then the bitch be working at Walmart for 4 hours. You know what I'm talking about?
Bitch, talk about getting a bag. She gonna go fuck somebody for $40 and come back with $40 and smoke weed with you for $40.
Yeah, but that's what I mean by that. That culture is booming now, bro. Like,
I hate that shit. It's annoying.
And the thing is they don't even call themselves. Like, they not even calling themselves prostitutes. They not prostitutes no more. They hustlers, bro. They actually feel like they hustling money out here.
They call themselves witches. What they doing, they out here doing witchcraft and fucking selling pussy.
That's it.
That's it.
But this is the new culture that's out here, and it's perpetuated by the music that's out here too, bro.
That's Cardi B.
You even got Beyonce talking about some she might start her OnlyFans.
That's fucked up.
Shit. Hey, shout out to Beyonce.
That's something she said in the song. But the point I'm trying to make is that influence got so far up that artists like that put it in their song.
Yeah. Hey, real shit though. I ain't even gonna stand. I'll pay for Beyonce OnlyFans.
However much it costs.
Hey, her shit probably $1,000.
But she better have some content though. No, I'm just kidding.
I swear to God,
dude. It better be popping though. It better not be no videos of her and Jay-Z. I tell you that.
hey, that shit crazy, G. Hey, shout out to Jay though. Hey, back to hip hop, G. Jay a goat, G.
He a camel.
You stupid.
He number one, he did it the way it was done and killed it.
I swear to God.
And then he transcended it way past what anybody thought any rapper could.
Real shit. Like to me, G, hey, if somebody ever asked me, like, yo, I just woke up, how do I become a hip-hop artist? Follow Jay.
Uh-huh.
Not even follow Jay. Like, don't follow who he is now, because you're going to get lost in the sauce, bro. Yeah. You gotta follow who he was. Those moves that dude made back in the day, people was like, oh, he crazy for dismantling the rock, and oh, he crazy for doing this and doing that. Even back when he was rapping with Jazzo, like, this dude really made pivotal movements that made it possible for him to get where he is right now.
True.
Those is hard decisions to make, bro. Like, he had to, like, walk away from people that he really, like, built what he had at the time with just so he could be able to transcend to that next level of this hustle, bro. Like, he done took it somewhere where ain't nobody, I'm gonna be honest with you, ain't nobody gonna do what Jay-Z did, bro.
Yeah, nobody. Hey, look, let me ask you this question. Huh?
They don't want it to happen.
Nah.
They don't want no more
Jay-Z's,
bro.
Hey, real shit. I definitely agree. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? But in your opinion, who do you think was Jay-Z's best collaborator? To me, I think it was Beanie Siegel.
Damn, that's a good question.
To be honest with you, my favorite Jay-Z songs. My favorite, like, honestly, like, I mean, I like all types of hip-hop, so my favorite collabs with him was him and Pharrell.
That's a good one.
True.
I say him and Foxy Brown.
But him and Timbaland together, they never fail.
Producer-wise, because him and Pharrell made some dope songs. They made classic hits together, like when Pharrell was featuring on a song with him. But for just only solidly producer-wise, ain't no better combination than Jay-Z and Just Blaze, bro.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but hey, but not hey, him and Kanye was cool.
Yeah, but you know what? They bumped heads so much, bro. That chemistry wasn't even really there, bro. Like, honestly, Jigga could get back up with Just Blaze, and they could still get back to, like, the Black Album was, like, majority Just Blaze. To me.
I think that shit was dope.
That was so cool.
And honestly, throughout the whole career, like, just the rock in general, Just Blaze, like, if it wasn't for Dude, man, I don't think it would have happened like it did.
True.
I was having that conversation with somebody else too. Everybody talking about Timbaland. Timbaland always give him two legitimate hits down there on every album since they've been working together.
True. You know what I mean?
But as far as like the man, the chemistry between him and Just Blaze is crazy. That Black Album, bro. They chemistry is ridiculous, bro.
Yeah. I agree. Like you know what I'm talking about? Like, even, like, him and Kanye now is off, but Kanye in his prime, Kanye early, young Kanye.
Dude. Yeah, that J for the Disco.
Man.
That song, that was the rebirth right there. The Rock just, like, skyrocketed after that came out, bro.
I agree. They couldn't do no wrong
once Kanye got there, bro.
Man.
That was the beginning of the end, though, because that was the ego that broke the camel's back. Because you already had the big-ass ego of Dame Dash. Then you had the big-ass ego of Cameron. Then you had the big-ass ego of Jay-Z. And then when Kanye came in there, bro.
That fucked everything up.
It was too many egos in one place, bro.
That's real shit, dude.
Everybody thinking that the reason that The Rock is hot, like, and that was the beginning of the end right there.
So, and the low-key Siegel had that ego, too, though, with State Property.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was another one. But see, beating Siegel screwed himself, though, bro.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
He screwed himself, man. Like, if it was at any point in time where you wanted to be loyal to somebody, bro, he definitely should have stuck with Jay-Z. I mean, he probably didn't like where things were going at that particular time. But if you're looking at the situation now...
Yeah, he should take it out.
Hey, low-key, like, hey, to me, hip-hop took an L when he got knocked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was, like, one of the few, like, real street dudes. Now, I mean, it's a lot of them out here, don't get me wrong, but... One of the ones that, like, had that reach, like, Siegel. Like, everybody loved Siegel, bro. Even people that really wasn't even, like, street niggas like that for real, they all still fuck with Siegel real heavy.
Real shit. Hey, like, he's someone that I wish would have been more consistent musically.
Yeah, but see, he was trying to move too fast. He didn't want to do that, the artist part, for too long. He was trying to jump right into being a mogul. And, bro, it take a lot of time in just being an artist before you get to that status, bro.
True.
Like, that's the same thing with Cameron. Cameron was trying to jump straight into Puffy land, bro. Puffy, it took a long time for Puffy to get to that mogul status, bro. Yeah. And you can't just jump out with a clothing line. Don't nobody want to dress like DJ Siegel. Why you got a clothing line? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Jay-Z had a certain type of swag. If people want to, like, copy that swag, you know what I'm saying? The S-Dots wasn't no hot shoes. People just bought them out because Jay-Z had that swag, you know what I'm saying?
The S-Dots
was
trash.
Exactly. Kanye got a certain swag that people dig it, so they fuck with his clothing line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you gotta get into them lanes when they open up for you. You can't just jump over to that lane and try to drive in it like you just gonna take over some shit, bro. That shit dead than the motherfucker, man. Well, nobody rocking pro kids.
Oh, me or the State Property gear. That shit went straight to Burlington.
But shit, if you didn't go to Burlington, that shit went straight to Foreman Mills, bro. Like, it skipped the whole step, went straight to the super discount. Like.
That shit was right next to Ja Rule's clothing and shit, that Jeffrey Irving shit.
Oh, yeah, damn. Damn, shout out to Ja, man. Hey, look, low-key, like, hey, some of them artists... Like with that singing, hey, Ja was ahead of his time. If Ja would have came out now with that singing shit,
all Ja Rule had to do is do what Rick Ross did when 50 dissed him. When 50 dissed Rick Ross and was trying to get him riled up and all that jazz, man, Rick Ross ignored the hell out of that shit. Kept making his money, kept making his music, and then 50, eventually people stopped paying attention to what 50 was saying about the whole Ross situation. Ja Rule fucked up when he tried to get back at him. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you don't argue with a diva. 50 Cent is a diva to me. Like, he one of them types that's gonna he gonna try to pull you in to his BS. And if you fall for it, bro, he gonna get you.
Hey, real shit.
You gotta ignore that type of shit, bro. Like 50 wasn't stopping Ja Rule from making money. Them females loved Ja Rule back then, bro.
Ja got sidetracked, though. And plus, with the whole FBI, Irv Gotti raided and all that, I think that shit fucked up. But hey, but Murder Inc. had a nice formula, though.
Yeah. They did, but you gotta, like I said earlier, you gotta know when to separate yourself. That was the cue right there for Ja Rule to be like, okay, I gotta separate myself from Murder Inc. and all of that. I'm famous enough to the point where I can go to another label and keep my music going. He should have moved around, man.
Yeah, being too loyal.
No love lost, man. When you trying to have some longevity in this business, bro.
Well, sure. Like, what's it called? It's a couple artists that I think was too loyal. You know what I'm saying? But it's nothing wrong. Hell no. It's nothing wrong with being too loyal.
But separating ties for your personal gain, you can still be loyal, bro. But you just got to move around. Yeah. It ain't like I gotta sink with the ship. I ain't got to sink with the ship, bro. If I'm seeing my way to continue my career, and it ain't fuck y'all, it's just I need longevity, bro. Like, I wish y'all the best, still, you know, blah, blah, blah for life, but at the end of the day, man, you want all the sales just because if it's all sinking, we all got to sink? No, hell no. We ain't all got to sink, bro.
No.
No. Somebody gotta make it feel shit. Like, I could possibly pull you back up if I make it out clean, shit.
True.
Yeah, but man, all of them labels back then, bro, like it was a different time. Like now these labels, bro, like
Quality Control.
Travis Scott with the Jack Boys, like them cats, man. They got a nice little deal going, and they working everything slow, bro. Ain't nobody trying to have no egos. Like, they all know who the breadwinner is. They following suit, and they out here making money, and I fuck with that.
That's what I ain't really too much of a Travis Scott fan.
Yeah,
though.
I wasn't up on that. That's love, though.
Like I was telling, I do fuck with a few of the artists from this era, and Travis Scott kind of remind me of. He definitely a pop star, you know. And if you want to compare the new age of rap, I like openly compare them to like the classic rock artists, like Uzi Vert, all these cats. These is like rock star rappers, bro.
Yeah,
and
Uzi Vert,
it's a whole different genre of music. So if you keep that in mind, people gonna call them rappers. They gonna call themselves rappers, but they pop stars.
Hey, you what's gonna, like, people would have never thought Uzi Vert was from Philly.
Yeah, bro. You're a little weird dude with a real creative outlook on hip hop. Like, he got a very creative outlook on rap. And he has a very thick, like, rock and roll background. Like, the dude, like, a lot of his favorite artists ain't even rappers. A lot of his favorite artists is like hardcore, like grunge rock and roll artists.
Yeah.
It's a heavy metal type shit. And punk rock, like that's like the background of music that he comes from. So if you take that knowledge you can kind of understand the type of music that he make now. Because it ain't just coming from a back. He ain't coming from, like, he ain't used to listen. I don't know what he listened to, actually. But I'm just saying, you can tell his music don't get influenced by hip-hop, for real.
I agree.
So, you know, that's the one thing, like, you know, I just wish people stopped saying that was rap, because it's not rap. None of this new shit is rap, bro.
None
of it is. Like, rap, hip-hop, R&B, music in general is going to be a lost art pretty soon, but it's like, right now, it's at all-time low, you know?
No, I don't think it's at all.
I mean, I wouldn't say all-time low. It's just like, the
lowest hip-hop ever been was that Snap Pop era where everybody had to make a dance in order to get radio play. I hated that, bro.
That was a bad time.
That was the worst time. I swear to God. Don't nobody DJ Unk walk it out.
Hey, you know what was the worst thing about that era, bro? When Jadakiss said in his song, and he was like, he was like some shit. Then he was on one of the shows. He's like, all right, I want everybody to do my dance. And he like flipped his arms up and took two steps to the side, and I was like, Jadakiss, quit, bro.
I swear to God, bro.
I never knew we got that far.
Like, real shit, bro. Like, everybody.
They busted out no tandem dance out here, bro. Like, this is not you at all. Cut it out.
Bro, I'm talking about, bro, it has some of the Ricky Bobby, the fucking
swag surfing. What was that, Stank-a-Leg and shit?
Yeah, come on, G.
Goofy-ass shit.
Come on, G. That shit put, like, that's the worst era of hip-hop ever.
Yeah, you know what? Let me rephrase that. That's the worst era of hip-hop.
That shit is not, it was never, I never considered none of that shit hip-hop.
That lean with it, rock with it, lean with it.
Like, Two Live Crew, Pussy Road, bro. That wasn't rap.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, though, bro, there's nothing lower than that, bro. That's not one two-step and let your shoulder lean.
Yeah, all of that's just, it's just party club shit. And, I mean, a lot of rappers was dipping off into that just so they can get some of that little quick shine.
You shouldn't have been able to do that for radio play, though, bro.
For real.
But that's what they, bro, that's what, you know, these labels have way more control over these artists than I think a lot of people think. Like, if they come up in there and say, bro, we need you to make a dance track. Or they say, hey, we like the other music that you got. You a dope rapper. You got bars, bro. But we need you to make a dance song. Because that's what's popping right now. And then you keep coming to them with some regular shit. And it's like, man, we don't know how far we finna take this this deal we got. You might end up getting dropped if you can't put us together a dance track. And then you got these mobs talking, shake that left and tap it.
Damn, I saw the guys. Hey, that shit was garbage.
That was garbage.
That's the hit we was talking about, Laughing Topic. And I mean, that's what happens, bro. Like, because, if like, honestly, if you listen to any of, like, Jaquan. Remember Jaquan?
What was his song?
Everybody in the hood getting tipsy or some shit.
One to the two.
So he had to come out with that club song. Because that's what those labels said. But if you listen to some of the songs Jaquan did before he got famous, this dude was really rapping out here.
Honestly, I never knew he had songs before he became famous, because I never even heard of it.
But right. you gotta actually go search for a lot of these cats. Like, I that's one crazy thing that I do. I literally will go and try to see, listen to their shit before they got famous.
Damn, you went all the way back to listen to Jaquan? You must have some time on your hands.
No. I mean, back then when he first came out, I'm like, it's another reason why this dude is, he got to the point where somebody listened to his music and they decided to put some money behind him. It wasn't just, you know, he knew somebody and somebody, blah, blah. He had to have some type of talent to get noticed, period.
True. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, but once you get in there with that label, they change these cats. Joe Budden is probably one of the dopest rappers of this era. If you really listen to the dude lyrics.
Oh yeah, his first album is an unappreciated classic.
Exactly, bro. But when you sit there and the song they decided to be his single, That's because the left had full control over what you put out, bro.
Yeah, everything else you put out at that time got oversigned by that one. Pump it up if you can again. Pump if you can again.
And it destroyed. It destroyed his career before it even got started. And the crazy thing is that song was a bona fide hit. It was a hit song, but it killed his career at the same time.
Facts.
Into battle rap. Hey, if I ever had to battle Joe Budden, that's all I'll do is just spit the lyrics to pump it up to him. Just pull it over your candy.
Hey, but no, baby.
Recently tried to come at his head like that. He did a battle with some cat.
I know you're talking about.
Joe Budden just he kind of ripped in the dude ass about that shit.
But keep it 100. If you break down the bars of Joe Budden first CD, Joey was talking that shit. Like, I'll never forget, like, my first time ever hearing Joe Budden, I was in Job Corps, seen him in a magazine. They talked about his past, and it made me go get his CD. And that's how I heard about Joey, and I fell in love with him.
Because I was going to get a CD because of that interview, but I ended up not getting it.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't listened to that first joint until, like, way after he, like, fell off already. Like, and then I just like, man, whatever happened to Joe Budden? And then I like YouTube some videos and stuff, and then somebody had posted that album, and I was just like, damn, Joe Budden. Like, I even listened to some of his recent shit, and like, he got one song called Forget that's lyrically crazy,
man. Hey, look, low key, if Drake wasn't as popping, Joe Budden diss probably like the best diss track towards Drake.
Nah, I think that Pusha T was the best.
Nah, lyrically, Drake.
Pusha T really, like, let me tell you, like, okay, it was a dope verse, it was a dope diss, but that was all based off of information that he got, so all of it was shock value.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but I'm saying, though, like, bro, but like bar for bar, Joey bit, like Joey smacked Drake lyrically.
Yeah,
on that diss track, because you remember when Drake was walking around with a camera at one time, and had the camera in Joe Budden's face saying, "Oh, you'll never hear a reply," or how he was dick riding Joe Budden. And when Joe Budden used that against him on that diss track, that right there, that right there ended it. If he would have just released that footage, like that right there set it off. Because Drake looked up to Joey.
Yeah.
I mean, so Drake is another one of those artists that the label kind of turned his career. I mean, they turned his career into something great. Like, Drake is making probably more money than most of these cats out here, and faster than a lot of these cats too.
Yeah.
But honestly, when Drake first came out, Drake was a hip hop artist. Like,
a pure hip.
Drake was like, man, Drake was on some like little brother, like underground hip hop shit. But the only difference about Drake was that Drake had that, then he had some R&B songs, then he had some club songs. Then he has some straight spitting just bars songs. Yeah. It was like he was fishing. He gave labels a taste of everything that he could do.
True.
And when he got signed, they just was like, bro, we gonna let you do everything, but we want you to focus on these females now.
Hey, Drake got some monumental songs, though. I ain't even gonna stunt. Like,
he got some
facts. I ain't never hated on Drake. Everybody always talk crazy about him. I mean, yeah, of course he went the pop route, and he even say it himself. Like, you know, I went the pop route, but if I stayed on some hip-hop shit, I had all of your fans.
Those
was facts, bro. Like, if he would have stayed on the hip hop shit, he would have literally been on top of that genre, bro.
Hey, when it's all said and done, his greatest hit's gonna be Raw as Fuck.
True.
Crazy. He can already do two of them. He can have two volumes, three volumes already.
Bro, I'm talking about like double disc on some Tupac double disc shit.
Yeah. bro. He can even do one where he just like the hits for the ladies. He can bring out a greatest hits or hits for the ladies. Then he could do a whole nother greatest hits just based off the hot songs that he done did. Like,
yeah,
the
features dude, too. His feature he game crazy.
He hella talented. And he got a good eye for talent too. Like, a lot of the artists that done came out because of Drake. Like, people need to really, I mean,
just The Weeknd?
Yeah. The Weeknd, what's the other cat name from up there in Canada?
Party Next Door, Girls Next Door or some shit?
Yeah, Party Next Door. Yeah. Like, these dudes is, they decent artists. Like, Party Next Door got some dope songs, bro. On the R&B side, you know what I mean?
I ain't never really paid attention to Buddy.
Yeah, he got some
good shit. He had some songs be like, "Come and see me, Forrest. Come and see me."
Yeah, that's Forrest. Him. Everybody think that's Drake's song, but that's
wait, how it go?
Come on, come and see me, Forrest. Me. Like,
oh, I ain't never.
I thought he was singing the Forrest Gump and shit.
You stupid.
That was Party Next Door shit.
Yeah, that shit was dope though.
It's a dope song. Like, I'm a type of person. I love all types of music. So, like, you know, I'm going to get every artist a chance. If your music bullshit, it's bullshit.
Yeah, if it's trash, it's trash.
You know, if you doing the new era shit and you actually, like, trying to, like, do something different with it and you ain't just trying to sound like everybody else, that's kind of the reason why I would listen to, like, a Travis Scott, or I would listen to, what's the boy name?
What, DaBaby?
No, not DaBaby. I don't really fuck with that type of music.
He said, right, it's the baby, little baby, she baby, he baby.
Now, honestly, like, Lil Baby, he got his own flow. He's got his own tone. He don't really be, like, I don't really kind of feel like he trying to bite off no other artists. I ain't gonna say I listen to his whole catalog or nothing like that, but I see something different in dude than I see in the rest of these rappers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. It's his time right now.
Yeah, and he more talented than he letting off to. Like, another one too, like, people really need to pay attention. That kid, Roddy Rich, he is way more talented than half of these cats out here.
I ain't never pay attention to Buddy.
Hey, man, that the dude, he make that what's the name song that High Fashion.
Who was that?
The song I can't. I don't know the lyrics to the shit, but he talking about high fashion, like Go Yard or some shit like that.
It's a radio hit.
Yeah, it's definitely a radio head. He's like, you ain't gotta fuck around with these niggas no more. That dude.
Hey, but that's crazy though. We gotta literally sing and blow vocals to describe a nigga.
Fucked up, and they all sound the same.
That's just because, bro. Honestly, between the three of us, we probably listened to about 15 minutes of radio music in the last year.
Yeah, facts. That's facts.
So we gonna miss a lot, you know what I'm saying?
I listen to the radio, but I listen to 104 with the old school throwback jazz, and I listen to goddamn it V103 with the Dusties and shit.
But as far as trying to hear the new songs like that, like, dude, if I'm on like Amazon Music and my playlist run out, they got this new shit now where they play songs that's like have something like to do with the genre of music you're listening to. And I'll just be listening to some random shit, and some of these songs will pop up, and I'll be like, oh, damn, that's dope. Who is that? This dude got some bars. I'm hearing some bars up in there, you know what I'm saying?
True. But shit, hey, man, hey, it's an honor, bro.
Big ups.
You know what I'm saying? To have you on my show, bro.
Good interview, man. We chopped it up for some time.
On me, real shit. We definitely got to do this more often, G, real shit.
Hey, bro, I'm down, bro. Just, man, hit me up, bro. I love talking about music.
Man, because, nigga, hey, we could go on for years and days and weeks. You feel me? Yeah. But, shit, we definitely got to get the day started, though. First interview of the day and shit.
Shout out to King. Shout out to Joe Budden. Shout out to Pump It Up If You Can To Get. Pump If You Can To Get. Pump If You Can To Get. Oh.
I swear to God.
Hey, man. Hey, I just want to do, like, a little quick joke. I just want to, like, you know, support your local artists, bro. Like, I just want to say that out loud, like, a few times.
Support your local artists. That's facts.
Support.
Hey, because real shit, we got the hottest podcast out right now. Fuck niggas. No, just lying. Y'all.
Buy art, not cocaine.
I swear to God.
We got a lot of artists out here, bro, that's, like, really doing it, and they from your own city, bro. We probably one of the only cities, like, the music-heavy cities that don't wholeheartedly support our local artists, bro.
For real.
That shit needs to, like, change, because we got some of the most talented people coming from this city. Like, a lot of your favorite artists
come to Chicago for writers.
They came from Chicago and had to go somewhere else to get on, and that's fucked up.
Hey, that's real. Yeah, that's true. Though. There's a lot of A&Rs. There's a lot of people in the industry that ain't artists that are in the industry, and there's a lot of people that like ghostwriting and shit like that. Writers, producers, shit like that from Chicago that you never would even know.
Exactly.
Right under your nose.
It's largely because this city ain't really pumping out on artists. So do that, man. Just you can literally go to Amazon and pop in Chicago artists, and they will play you just Chicago songs, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely get into it and look into it, G.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of cats out here doing their thing out here in Chicago. Shout out to my nigga Water. Shout out to my nigga Rashi Hadi. Shout out to Ad2. Shout out to shit, man. Anybody from Chicago. Shout out to my nigga Mike Terra, man. Shout out to, you know, these cats that's making music still in Chicago to the core. And I need people to listen to these cats.
But hey, I'm gonna definitely get into it, G. Real shit.
Yeah.
That's it. Man, it's an honor, my G. I'm we definitely got a collab, G. Soon as we get off, I'm text you and shit. We're gonna get it popping.
All day long, man. Hey, I'm like I told you, I just bought some beats, bro. I bought like 6 beats.
I'm gonna
get back into this to the fitting shit, man. Somebody need to tell these niggas what they doing.
New shit in the works. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I wanna hear. Yeah, new shit dropping.
New King. Dirty ENT. We all we got. Damn. But alright, big boss.
Alright, bro, man. Appreciate it.
No problem, G. Shout out to iHeartRadio. It'll be up. You know what I'm talking about? It's gonna be on iHeartRadio.
You see us up there.
Apple Podcasts.
We breaking that top 100. We Spotify. Breaking it. Yes. We gonna get it.
Real shit. Definitely gonna go crazy. You feel me? Hey, once we do, G, cause like the highest we charted was 105 in the top two. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Once we crack, I don't even care if it's 99, but once you crack that 100, G, I'm gonna walk around with sunglasses on. I saw the guy, G.
Say straight up, I'm finna get on some new shit with you niggas. Like,
I swear to
God. We can't look in the same light now, nigga.
I swear to God. Hey, hush puppies and everything, G. I'm taking it back. I'm changing my accent. Excuse me.
Oh, for real.
I swear to God, G. Shout out to Michael Jackson, G.
Shout out to Tito, then.
I swear to God. Murder
Inc. Bubbles and shit.
Nah, but shit though, G. We definitely gonna chop it up and get it in, my dude. Love, bro.
All day, bro. And we definitely need to get up on this music shit, man. I'll be seeing you posting about that. So, man, just like you hit me up about this, man, shit. When you book that studio time, holla.
Oh yeah, most up, bro. Real shit. Yeah.
All right, man.
All right.
Peace.
Peace. Yo, there you have it. A real dope interview. My big partner, King. You feel me? Smith Express Show. Neto Man in the
background right here. Love. That interview went hard, you know?
We talked about everything.
Been up in here. Definitely, man. Good artists. Known each other for years. Thank you for blessing the show, King. Shit, come through anytime. Smith Express.
Yeah. And we out.
Struck.
Let's get it.